Every day, Southeastern staff and faculty assist with the delivery of Meals on Wheels in the community. Through the years, Professor Emeritus James Blackmore has probably had more to do with good public relations between the town and the seminary than any other person. He has always had that God-given ability to see the best side of things. He has certainly been a peacemaker. And while the faculty members have lived and served in this community, their focus has continued to be that of a community of learning. Dr. Binkley said in the spring of 1965 in the Outlook, "At this moment, the education of Christian ministers deserves a higher priority than it receives. There is an urgent need for educated pastors, teachers, and missionaries." He continued, "The scholarly equipment of ministers includes careful study of biblical theology, historical, and vocational subjects. There is no substitute for academic excellence or for worship in the education of Christian ministers." And describing a person seeking that education, Dr. Binkley continued, "This kind of intellectual and spiritual growth takes place in a community of learning." Dr. Harold W. Tribble, president of Wake Forest College, spoke at Southeastern in 1966 and called on leaders to take the lead in daring to project a program of Christian higher education that will excite and challenge the best minds of our youth, enlist the best minds of our scholars, translate revealed truth without equivocation into all areas of life. Our destiny as Southern Baptists lies in a vital and fruitful blending of missions, evangelism, and education. Dr. Binkley often applauded the creative work of his faculty. Near the end of the school term in 1967, he wrote this in the Outlook, "Today, as in the past, the wise and alert teacher reminds students of Chaucer's portrayal of a learned man, and gladly would he learn and gladly teach. There is no substitute for excellence in theological education, and able teachers are essential in the pursuit of excellence," Dr. Binkley concluded. That pursuit was also recognized by Southeastern's librarian, Dr. Eugene McLeod, who has been a leader in the pursuit for excellence at Southeastern and who is retiring this year. It is reflected in his goals when he came in 1969. Dr. McLeod, speaking then, quoted Dr. Raymond P. Morris, librarian at Yale Divinity School, "To no small degree, the library determines the faculty an institution attracts and retains, the quality of instruction it provides, the character of students it recruits, and the kind of products the school produces." Dr. McLeod and the others at this institution have sent out many young men prepared to serve. Many young people prepared to serve. Dr. Lally, in his inaugural address in 1975, addressed the range of the continuing tasks for the seminary concerning classical versus practical seminary education. Dr. Lally said, "Two lighthouses never compete. Rather, they merge their beams to combat the darkness. So with the classical theological disciplines and the practical ministry, seminary education is not primarily education about theological ideas, although it has a theoretical component which is essential. It is primarily education for the practice of ministry." Dr. Fred Sandusky, registrar from 1956 to 1985 at Southeastern, had a vision for this school, and in 1987 Founders Day address, he said, "I see a genius and vision at Southeastern that presents the opportunity for a thrilling future in trying times. The continued freedom of inquiry and search for personal belief can prepare seminarians with the tools to lead people to dignity and respect and to minister to all of their needs." Dr. J. Allen Easley, Professor Emeritus at Wake Forest University's Religion Department, spoke in 1967 here and said, "The seminary must direct itself not only to students, but also to the church and the world. The seminary can serve its students only in the light of needs of the denomination, the total church, and the world." In the Wake Forest community, a community which has grown up around this community of learning, we hope your world includes us. In 1971, Dr. Binkley of Southeastern and President James Scales of Wake Forest University worked out the first of the Wake Forest tracks, which brought students from the new campus in Winston-Salem and alumni to celebrate their heritage. At that meeting, Dr. Binkley gave the welcome and said the two institutions share a common affinity, providing freedom to learn. Also on that day, which brought the Wake Forest University Band to march the streets again, Professor Emeritus Jasper Memory provided lively tours for the students of the campus that he loved so well. Others were content to recall the famous Professor Memory legends. A few years ago, Susan Brinkley and I visited Professor Memory at a rest home in Garner. We heard him tell again the story about fundraising for buildings on this campus. In a voice strong despite his years, he told how he and others had watched helplessly as the flames leapt to the sky and the administration building burned. Out of the smoke-filled sky, a piece of paper, partly charred, fell at their feet. Professor Memory picked it up and found a record of a contribution made earlier by his father. Professor Memory took that as a direction from heaven and became chairman of the drive for funds to rebuild the building. On the north side of this campus, there's a cast iron memorial to Dr. Tom Jeffries, who built the rock wall around the campus. He is remembered for his colorful personality and is largely responsible for the way the campus is laid out today. Wake Forest was never a wealthy school, maybe until now, and the faculty members often were called on in many ways. This was Professor Memory. But the school provided education to men from poor circumstances and later women as well. Those who love this campus love not so much its lovely physical characteristics as the task it has accomplished over these 158 years in educating young ministers and other outstanding citizens who now serve our state, our country, and in foreign fields, representing our community of learning. Thank you.